Happiness is man's greatest aim in life. Epicurus. Just go hard. I need some more. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Welcome back to the podcast that helps you be the leader. Hey, listen, whether you're a new listener or an OG, this is the show that's going to help you step up and be the leader that your team needs. When we say team, I'm not talking about just your workplace. I'm not talking about just your family. I'm talking about everyone around you that you're striving to pick up and take to the next level. And if, listen, guys, if you're new to this show, this is a podcast that helps you with strategies and tactics on everything from leadership to mindset to goal setting and achievement and overall high performance. And my name is Jeremiah Sullivan. I'm your host. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I'll just start this off by saying it's great to be here. A lot has happened since I last jumped on, and I'm excited to dive in today. You know, we're closing up the end of the year, and a lot has happened in my life, and I'm sure a lot has happened in yours. And so I just want to dive straight in today. I want to forego some of the catch up that we typically do on this show here. And I just want to dive into some things that have been on my mind, and I want to give you a gift today. As we close out this year, you know, we're turning the corner. It's the holiday season right now. And I would love to just gift you with something that I think can just absolutely change your trajectory in life. So this is going to be an educational podcast, but it's also going to be very, very, I'm hoping it's inspiring. I'm hoping it's something that you can come back to when things get rough, when things aren't going your way, or simply when you want to just push and take things to the next level. Okay, so this is a special podcast, and it's my gift to you. And let me just start off with this. If somebody were to ask you if this year was a success for you, how would you answer? Would you say you won? Would you say that you came up short? Would you say that you lost? Or would you say that you failed? I'm asking because everybody experienced this year differently. Some won big in one area and potentially lost in other areas. Others, they lost in many areas and won in very few. But the reality is at the end of the year, this time brings a mix of emotions. It kind of stirs you to a degree. It stirs many of us. Some of you guys are home. You know, you're with your families and with your friends. Some of you are away from your families and friends. Some of you are, maybe you're in the military and you're deployed, or maybe you're at a military school and you're away from your family. You're away from the place that you want to be. And you know, some of you guys are feeling love right now. Some of you guys are really excited about the holidays, and others of you, you know, some of you guys are feeling lost. But in general, you know, I know everyone is experiencing the end of a year and the turning of a chapter, and everybody feels some type of way. And that's why I wanted to jump on here today. I wanted to share a message with you because a year is a long time to go through the ups and downs of life. A lot happens. You know, people set out New Year's resolutions and goals at the beginning of the year. And, you know, what's the quote? The first casualty of war is the plan. And doesn't that summarize how things typically turn out for most people? I know in my life, that quote epitomizes this last year. I had some pretty big plans. I hit some, accomplished some goals, but other things, you know, I got punched right in the gut. But listen, there's somebody else that's out there, and maybe this is you. You know, maybe you wanted big things for this year, and it feels like you made incremental gains, maybe incremental progress, and you mostly went backwards. It might feel like you regressed quite a bit. I know there's a person out there that feels, if you look holistically at your life, you feel like you might have failed in a area. That's pretty safe to say. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. Those feelings of feeling like you potentially failed this year. Okay, so this might be a tough conversation at first, but I promise you at the back end of today's episode, you're going to walk away with some strategies and tactics that can help shift you from a frustrated failure mindset to dialed in and focused. Okay, that's what I want to chat with you about. I want to share some strategies and tactics that'll help you overcome a failure mindset and get you dialed in as we turn another page in the book of your life. And the reason why this subject is so important to me is because earlier this year, I took a bold maneuver to upgrade my life. You know, I'm very audacious, and I think like many of us, I get inspired and I want to go conquer all. And so I had this goal of upgrading my lifestyle. And while we had a blast, my family and I had a blast traveling and training mixed martial arts. I went all over the country, some of my favorite places. And guess what? I'm right back in Colorado now. I love it in Colorado. Don't get me wrong. But my point is that I had this perfect plan. And as I got out there and I started executing it, I got a little bit, well, I got, like I said, punched right in the face. And literally and figuratively, because I was training MMA, right? But the perfect plan didn't pan out for me, okay? And so I know that if I'm going through the ups and downs of failure, if I'm going through the ups and downs that is success, others are too, okay? And so that's, again, that's what I want to talk to you about today. I want to chat with you and shed some light on some strategies and tactics that can help get you back on course if you feel like you came up short this year. Okay. And I promise you that if you pay attention and take notes today, that these things can change your life. And this isn't going to be some pity party podcast where I sit down and I try to give you some rah-rah encouragement. And I tell you, hey man, it's okay that you came up short. Get back in there, guy or gal. All right. It's okay. It ain't going to be like that. This is going to be strategic. It's going to be a strategic message that can change the direction of your entire life. I want you to think about that. I want you to think about the power of incremental change. You know, I never was a very good at golf, but I have played a little bit, and I think many people understand the concept, right? One of the most difficult things about golf is that, you know, you hit the ball, you're trying to hit the ball perfectly, okay? And especially if you're at the driving range where you're going to hit the ball, hopefully hundreds of meters, right? You're going to power up. You're going to try to have perfect form. You have the perfect plan into place, and you're going to swing and you're going to hit the ball, and it's either going to go where you want it to, or if you're like my case, it goes absolutely where you don't want it to. But over through repetition, you get better and better at the drive. You get better and better at that initial swing of the club and sending the ball where you want. And the ball is small. And you know, when you swing your club, you're swinging for accuracy. You're trying to hit it perfectly. But a millimeter of change, if you change your swing just a millimeter, okay, imagine how far the ball will actually change its direction. You know, a millimeter of change striking the ball with your club, it changes the direction of the ball by, who knows, tens, maybe even hundreds of meters, okay? So incremental change is a powerful force. And this is exactly what you need as you close out this year and you move into next year. You need small tweaks to your game, small tweaks to your plans for success. And I know the power of failure, and I know the power of incremental change after failure. Okay. I'm not like one of these gurus on the internet that likes to act like they're perfect. I'm just a regular person trying to do something great in my life, just like you. And through that, I've failed a ton. Okay, so I know exactly what it's like to feel like you're coming up short and to fail over and over again. I know how discouraging it can get. You know, there was a time in my life where I felt so frustrated that I couldn't get what I wanted. You know, I couldn't achieve what I had in my mind. I couldn't achieve the goal that I had. And I felt like the harder I worked, the further I actually got from my goal. How counterintuitive is that? And I'm not going to go into the specifics today of what this goal was for me, but I want you to picture something that you want more than anything else. Something that you value as much as life itself. Picture in your mind right now. I want you to think about this. Something that you can absolutely align with, something that warms your heart. You can feel it in your gut and it almost pulls you. I want you to picture this desire. Do you have it identified? Because now imagine working towards it over and over and over and constantly coming up short and feeling like you're spinning in circles. How frustrating. That feeling sucks. That process sucks. Failing over and over again, it makes you want to quit. It makes you want to give up. And I think the worst part about failure is that it makes you doubt yourself. It takes away your confidence. It makes you start comparing to everybody else that's out in the world. And you're saying, man, how did they get it? They got it and I didn't. But listen, you and I both know that there's no difference between them and you. You and I both know that quitting is not the option. It's not an option. Okay. You and I both know that just because you've come short again and again, it doesn't mean it's time to roll over. And so we both know that all you need to do is stop trying harder and start trying differently. And that really is the key to your next level of success. That is the key to this thing that seems to be fleeting. I want to challenge you to stop trying harder. I want to challenge you to start trying differently. I want to challenge you to look for an incremental change in your life that can change your whole trajectory. Trying differently. Man, it's a nice concept, right? But isn't it so hard to break out of our normal routines and our normal ways of doing things? Humans are funny because the more experience in life we get, the more we set in those routines. We start believing that we know what works and doesn't work. And we leverage that history and that experience and those memories as we continue to push forward. And sometimes they work. Sometimes they help us make progress. But other times, they keep us in a rut, not seeing a path that could be easier to take and that's right there that could take us right to our goal. I want you to picture a fly. You're sitting there on your couch and you're looking over at the window and there's this fly on the window fighting for its life. It's sitting there, it's buzzing, and it's running its head into the window over and over and over again. And all you can hear is the buzzing and the cracking of it coming in contact with the window. And you're looking at it, watching this fly struggle. You're watching it try every avenue it can to get through this window and get outside. This fly is fighting for its life to get outside and to get into some fresh air. It has this goal that it wants to achieve. So it keeps working harder and harder and harder. It moves to the left, moves to the right just a little bit. And but it keeps trying to go forward. It keeps trying to burst through the glass and it just seems to come up short. Well, as you sit there and you're looking at the fly, you're watching it. And you glance over to the left and about 15 feet over to the other side, there's an open door. The door is wide open and there's a clear path from the window where the fly is at to outside the door. And if the fly would just stop for a second, if it would stop trying harder and it would just pull back just a little bit and try a different maneuver and begin its pursuit again, it would easily and effortlessly fly right out the door and into the open. When we think about the fly story, where do you think you're at? Do you think that you're constantly trying to push forward? Do you think you're doing incremental changes to the left and the right? Or do you think you're taking a step back and looking around at the bigger picture to see if there's an easier path with a small little change that you can make that takes you right out the door? Because most people will launch into next year continuing to try to go through the glass that they cannot break. And that is frustrating. Because when you try harder and you give it your best, and you know you're giving it your best, and you're working in one singular direction, and you realize you're not making progress, you start to get discouraged. And what ends up happening is your mind starts to drift. The discouragement leads to you drifting mentally, and you start thinking about the future, and you start reflecting on the past. You start dissecting the route to your goal, and you say things like, man, will I ever get there? You continue to think about the future, and you doubt whether or not you could ever get to the outside of the window. And in contrast, you reflect on the past. You start blaming all the circumstances that are keeping you right where you're at. Maybe you blame your parents, you blame your work, you blame the environment, you blame the economy, you blame all the things that have led up to the moment that you're currently in and continuing to work through. You say, you know what? If my parents would have done this, if my work would have done this, if these people wouldn't have done this, I would have my goal. Through trying harder, you start to overanalyze. You start to look into the future and pick it apart, wonder if your goal is meant for you, if you're ever going to make it. You start doubting, and then you look at the past and you blame the past. You dissect everything. You say, what have I been doing wrong? Am I going the right direction? Am I going to get what I want? And the doubt really starts to cripple you. And when I say cripple you, I mean that it stops your movement. You know, failing over and over again can put you into a state of paralysis. It can wound you to the point where you cannot physically walk. With so much attention on the future and so much attention on the past, how could you move forward? I heard it put well by Major Steele one time. He was giving me some advice on the future and the past and dwelling and overthinking. He said, Jeremiah, listen, if you got 1 foot in the future and 1 foot in the past, all you're really doing is pissing on the present. And that is so true. And that brings me to today's message, ladies and gentlemen. You know, maybe you came up short this year in an area or two of your life. Maybe it wasn't perfect, but the cure for overcoming failure is not to overthink. It's not to continue this cycle of overthinking. It's not to continue the cycle of thinking about the future and thinking about the past and dissecting, catastrophizing. The cure, the real cure to overcoming failure and setbacks is to get present. Okay, to snap yourself out of the mental prison that you might be in, you must get present. Presence is the solution because there's so much opportunity in it. There's so much that you can control and seize and conquer. Taking control of what you can control and putting action and execution into it. I mean, think about this. If you were to simply shift your focus from the past or the future into the present, if you were to shift your focus, if you're dwelling right now, beating yourself up about this previous year, where you're at and where you'd want to be and all the things that went wrong. If you were to simply just stop and say enough is enough and focus on here and now, how much more productive do you think that you would be? How much more would you get done? How much more movement would you actually have? Because most people are not living in the present. Most people are somewhere else. Okay, I mean, think about this. How much of your day do you think you spend thinking about the future or the past? Maybe you have a conversation at work and there's somebody says something to you that you don't care for, some type of criticism, and you think about that for the rest of the day. Or maybe you get a phone call in the morning on your way to work and it bothers you and you think about that phone call. Or maybe you get to work and you're in your job and you're thinking about the future and you're stuck on whether or not you're ever going to get to your dreams. I think most of the time people are spending about 90% of their thoughts in either the future or the past. And I would say most people are spending about 10% maybe in the present. And that 10% is probably split. That 10% is doing things like multitasking, which they brag about, but really all it does is make them ineffective. Okay, so if we really want to shift, we really want to shift our mindset, start being more productive, take our losses from this last year, recalibrate, okay, adapt to our setbacks, what we really need to do is get more present. We need to start controlling what we can control, let bygones be bygones, and start learning from the mistakes and moving forward. Movement is the medicine. So how do we get more present? Well, there's a few things that we can do here in this. There are a few strategies that I'm going to give you today. Okay. This is where you're going to want to maybe take some notes, write some things down, because these can course correct you. This can be the incremental gain that changes the trajectory of where you're going. So there are three strategies to get more present here. And this is what I want you to focus on. Okay. Getting your head back in the game, pulling you out of the dwelling, the setbacks. Let's get dialed in and let's get focused. Okay, so the first strategy to get more present is we need to untie the mind knot of negative thinking. A mind knot is a line of thinking inside of your brain. Major Steele taught me about these. He said, Jeremiah, a lot of people's brains, they look like pretzels. They have these lines of thinking that just keep crossing over each other's, and then their brain is in a giant knot. It can't think straight. It can't think positive. It can't think towards their goal. So the first thing that we have to do is think, we have to untie the mind knot. We have to stop the negative thinking. And the way that we do that is by reframing. Super simple, right? You guys have probably reframed in your life before. Okay, now, but I'm going to tell you some things that you might need to hear right now. Number one is that realize and accept there's no such thing as success without failure. So whatever it is that you're working on, whatever your chief aim is in life, whatever the goal is that you've been constantly working towards, and maybe you've been working towards it longer than just this year, you have to accept there's no such thing as success without failure. And so if you're failing over and over again, that's an indicator you're actually on the right path. Everyone who's succeeded has failed their way to it. And you know this. Take, for example, my friend, UFC fighter, Michael Chandler. Okay, he's one of the, top five in the UFC currently. And it has not been a perfect route for him. If you guys go study his track record, he's a phenomenal fighter, but does he have some losses? Yes. He has failed. But he's one of the best fighters in the entire world. And the only way that he has become that is by progressing forward, by failing forward, all the way to the top. Okay, and he will become world champion in the UFC. I know it, and many of his followers know it. Anybody that you can think of that has achieved any amount of success has failed their way to it, to include yourself. If you look back on your life, think about the failures that you overcame. They led you to exactly where you're at right now. Which brings me to my next point, the next strategy for getting more present. You need to zoom out. You are too zoomed in on your life. Okay? Things look nasty. Things look stressful when you're zoomed in. They look worse than they are. If you're so deep in your feelings about your failures and your shortcomings from this year, you're not seeing the bigger picture. We need you to stop, and I need you to look at your progress year over year. Aren't you getting better? Didn't you do better this year than previous years? You know, I used to day trade stocks a long time ago. And, you know, when you day trade stocks, you can change the chart size. You can zoom in on the day. You can zoom in to the hour, to the minute, or to the year, zoom out to the year. And if you were to zoom in and look at the closest chart that you could and measure the stock's change by the minute, it would be a pretty scary chart. You would see these big swings of up and down. But if you simply just stopped and zoomed out, maybe you did a week view or a month view or a year view, the stock didn't look so volatile anymore. It wasn't so scary. So I ask you today, strategy number two for getting more present, let's zoom out a little bit and see where you're actually out, where you're actually at. Let's zoom out and look at the big picture of life. Let's not forget about all the progress you've made. Okay, and then strategy number three, if we want to get more present, one of the easiest, simplest ways to invest into the present and get more present with here and now is that we need to start giving to get. I need you to give to get. And what I mean is that you want something right now. You want to feel some type of way. You want to feel better. Maybe you're actually having a really pretty good year, but you want to make it great. This strategy still applies. You want to get happier. And that's completely fine. And it's not just fine. You have an obligation to be happier. You have an obligation to push to continuous higher levels. But in order to get those higher levels, or pull yourself out of a rut, the failure that you're in, in order to do that, you have to give first. That is the solution. You have to give more. And this is a great time of the year to do it. Okay, there's a law called the law of reciprocity. If you never heard of it, simply it just means that when someone does something for you, you feel obligated to reciprocate it or to do something in return for them. So imagine like a friend coming out of like, you know, somebody you haven't heard from in a while, and they give you a gift. They surprise you. It's Christmas. They give you a gift. You immediately, your first reaction is, oh, shoot, man, I didn't get this person something, or I got to get this person something in the future. So there's a law of reciprocity here with the universe. It's how the world works. And if you want to get more happiness, if you want to get out of your feelings, we need to start giving. Major Steele actually taught me that as well. He said, Jeremiah, the pain ends when the giving begins. And I took that to heart. you know, I took that to heart. And whenever I started feeling bad and I was in a rut or kind of getting into my emotions, like we all do, I just said, oh man, how can I give some more right now? I did little things like one of my favorite things to do is I'd go down the street and I put some money in the parking meters without anybody knowing. That's one of my favorite little things to do. Or I'll just do random phone calls. Hey man, how you doing? Haven't heard from you in a while. How you doing? Shoot a text to somebody. Or maybe I'm bumping to somebody at the store and or I go out of my way to meet somebody at the store and I give them a compliment. There's little things that you can do that cost absolutely no money that can really brighten up and make somebody's day. And you have that power. You have that ability to really gift somebody something at any point in time. Okay. And it takes strength. It takes strength to give. But I promise you, if you do it, your whole attitude is going to change. It's going to get you back on point. It's going to get you back and focused. Okay. It's going to help you overcome your setbacks and get back on course. And that's really what these three strategies and this podcast is about today. It's about moving into next year with the right attitude. Attitude is the composite of your thoughts, your feelings, and your actions, and it determines exactly where you're going to go in life, right? If you have a poor attitude, where is that going to take you? A poor direction, okay? If you have a great attitude, where is that going to take you? Probably to opportunity, a better direction. So think about this. When people talk about attitude, they really don't even know what it means. Attitude is the composite of your thoughts, your feelings, and your actions, okay? So it's like if you were to have a cake, your attitude is the entire cake. It's not the ingredients in the cake. The ingredients are your thoughts, your feelings, and your actions, which make up your attitude. With me? So your attitude is the composite of your thoughts, your feelings, and your actions. And here's an example to explain. When you're in traffic, maybe you're on the interstate and it gets backed up. It starts to piss you off, especially if you're in a hurry. And you start getting frustrated. Maybe you're even by yourself in this scenario. And you start creating a story inside of your head. You start thinking some things. You start thinking, man, I'm going to be late to work. Man, this person in front of me is a jerk driver. Man, this, you know, it's just not my day. And you create this giant story in your head and with all these thoughts. And those thoughts build up and they create a feeling inside of you and you get angry. And as those emotions stir, you make a decision. You say, you know what? I'm not going to wait in line anymore. I'm going to take this exit ramp right here. And you just dart off to the side, almost clipping a car behind you that was about to take the same exit. You allow your feelings to control you and you take actions congruent with those. You let anger control you and you take an action of driving off to the side of the road, driving off down to the ramp and trying to bypass the traffic. And when you get down there, you're kind of going too fast. You hit the brakes, hit the stop sign right there. You look left, you look right, and you look there like, man, I wonder if I can just go around all this traffic by hanging another right here and going through these farm fields and bypassing everything. Well, you get over there and you realize there's construction going on. There's a dirt road that takes you a direction that you weren't really expecting. It's not taking you down parallel to the highway, to the interstate. And really what happened is that your attitude took over. You got a bad attitude and you ended up in a place you didn't want to be. Okay. So attitude determines your direction in life. And that's what I'm here to talk to you about as we take this in for a landing. You know, I started off with sharing a little bit about how I've personally experienced some failure, and I gave you some strategies. I gave you some ideas. But now what I would like to do is I'm going to command you to start adopting the right attitude. This is a time to close out this year, have the right attitude, start giving, pull out of the dwelling, pull out of the frustrations, get back on point and adjust your direction. Because I know maybe the year wasn't perfect. Maybe you had a great plan that didn't get executed on exactly like you wanted. But you know what? Look where you stand right now. You achieved victory. You progressed. You made progress. So untie the mind knot, zoom out, and start giving a little. Because it's time to close out this year with a smile on your face and get ready to kick next year right in the teeth. All right, everybody. Hey, I love you guys. Remember today's message. Remember the points I broke down today. Remember the strategies. Happy holidays. And I hope you guys implement this message in your life. If it was valuable to you, please share it with a friend. And I look forward to doing more podcasts and episodes with you in the future. All right, everybody. Until next time, be the leader. Motivation. Every day I try a little harder, but my dedication. Keep my head way above the water. Grinding myself when I yell at the wall. Begging to run, but I needed to crawl. I see the finish line up ahead, trying to get traction from all of this tread. I am a king, I am a queen. I am more than the people can see. I am strong when I'm needing to be. Vulnerability's nothing to me. You can try, but I'm unshakable. My successes is never debatable. I'm chameleon, I'm so interchangeable. Here's to you and all that you are capable of.
gotta go hard, better get it. You